Okay, peeps, let's talk Tito Nice for a second because my man Luke has done it again. It feels like he reinvents the wheel over and over again with his knives. And I'm telling you, right when I don't think they can get any better, bam, he comes out with a new one and it knocks it out of the park. The new hollow bone replacement blade knife is off the chain, guys. I'm telling you, coming in weight with a 0.8 ounce with the blade. Materials are made out of carbon fiber and titanium, so you know it's strong as hell. What I like personally about it is where my thumb fits now on the grip between my four fingers. It fits like a glove. I love that design that he just came out with. Guys, check it out. Go to TinoKnives.com, the hollow bone replacement knife. Check it out. And when you hit the checkout and you push OK purchase, guess what? Type in my code GU15. What's up, y'all? You know how I take care of all my listeners. Guys, if you're the bow hunter, now's the time to jump on this code because I don't know how long I'm going to keep it, a month, maybe 2 months max. Guys, Cutter Stabilizers has literally given me a code for you all, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, I've been rocking that system for about a good 2 years now, year and a half, and I'm in love with it. I honestly love that new back bar system I got on it, and the front bar. Guys, check them out. Go to their website, cutterstabilizers.com. Guys, type in my code, Gladiators10, and you can start shooting like daddy in no time. Okay, the cat is out of the hat. And yes, that's right. We have teamed up with Sig Sauer, and there's nothing better than teaming up with the best of the best in the business. And I'm talking anywhere from their optics, firearms, and ammunition. Me, personally, I've been rocking the Zulu 9s for the binos, and I am loving them. Me, I think they're the alpha of the glass. For the fraction of price that you pay for, guys, check them out, the Zulu 9s. But I must say, I went down to the Sig Sauer games, and I got introduced to the Zulu 6s, and I had no idea their technology was so advanced. And I'm talking about their stabilization. You guys hit a switch on these binos, and bam, it's all smooth, no rocking, no motion, nothing. It is, and you know how heavy I breathe. I'll be breathing heavy, and I'll just be tired, and I pull my glass, and it's just wobbly all over. And I hit the switch, bam, it's clear. It's like being on a tripod. Guys, check them out. Their technology is off the charts, and I'm talking anywhere from, you know, their rifle scopes to their range finders. They all introduced the new BDX system. Guys, check them out. Support a company that supports your favorite podcast, SigSauer.com. This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products, packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it, America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's Kafaro.net. What up, what up, what up? Goddamn it, day two of the expo, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little hungover, but it is what it is. That means it was a good last night. Today, sit down, we got my boy Ryan Rotier from Rotier Outfitting.
Yes, sir.
But we also got my sidekick back, Chris Camozzi. He's about to do some meet and greets here at the expo with shit, everybody.
Yeah. Dustin will be here.
Dustin will be here. Whitney Johns fit with Wit. She's going to draw the chair. I mean, you know, y'all some good looking dudes, but, you know, she's going to be a, you know.
Yeah, I feel like a woman at an expo full of dudes will do a lot better.
Than a dude full of
dudes. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Turns out.
But anyways, I seen Ryan here yesterday, and I was like, holy shit, he's in town. I had a blast with you last time. You just been good people to me, and I got to get you back on the podcast.
You bet.
We like to have cocktails, so why not?
Exactly.
last night, we did our kickoff party.
Yep.
What would you rate that party last night?
I was solid. Like, I just literally got in just in time for that, and it was a packed house right away. There's no doubt about that.
I couldn't believe it. What about you?
It was packed. I didn't realize that I was going to have to wait in line to get into your fucking party.
Yeah, exactly. There's four bars. Like, I'm like, who's bringing me these drinks? Because, like, I can't get to get one.
I honestly walked out and I see the line, and I was like, what the fuck?
I almost left. I was like, I'm not waiting in line to go to Luke's party.
That's what I'm saying. I walked right in. I was like, what am I doing? I'm not waiting in line.
It's your party.
Motherfucker, you got to eat on me, motherfucker.
I ask you, did you get your ticket?
That's when they stop me at the door. And they're like, you got a ticket? I'm like, motherfucker, this is my party. But it's all good. I was excited. I was honestly more thrilled with the turnout, like, actually how many fucking people showed up.
Yeah. This place, today's wild. The middle aisles are jam.
Yeah,
it's packed. Really?
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
Wall
I'm
to wall,
so
shoulder to shoulder for sure.
Yeah. By the way, I want to ask you, did I win the drawing last night? I didn't get called.
I don't know.
I feel like I did.
I don't think you did, dude. Yeah. We did them, right? We did them all right there. And I was honestly just, like, shocked that I wanted more to give out because I was blown away. Like, honestly, on how many people were there. And I was like, I want to get more. So next year, we continue. This is going to be bigger. I got more things up to sleep. Now I kind of know what to expect, I guess. You know what I mean? So I got drunk. That's a win.
That's a win.
That's a win.
I think you were drunk when I got here yesterday.
Yeah, you were drunk when I got here just about before it started.
Yeah, we were having beers all day long here yesterday. It was a little slower on Friday, which was probably given, but...
Yeah.
Today is fucking slam.
I mean, you got to assume Friday afternoon. It started at noon. Anybody that's going to buy anything is probably working at a job, hopefully.
Hopefully they have a job.
Yeah. What you would think, right?
I mean, I was here.
Wait,
I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, we're
I
was here, too.
Where's all the free shit at?
Yeah.
But anyways, I have seen more ladies in here, though, now, today. Yesterday... There was nothing, all cock and balls.
Yeah.
Today,
there's I think I saw one woman yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There was nothing. And then today, I've been seeing a few of the older women. I don't know what it is. I'm in that stage right now. Like, I'm watching porn. I think I like the older women now.
Two podcasts in a row, we're going to talk about porn.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Got it.
I just said.
So I want to hear more about this outfitting ranch, though.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want out there?
Well, let's get back on the topic.
Yeah, right? Why don't you say where his ranch is and everything?
Yeah. Thank you.
Shit. Look at that. So tell everybody about Roach Eater Hunting.
All right. So we're northwest South Dakota, focused mainly on archery. A ton of antelope hunts, mule deer hunts. There's a few whitetails, but that's kind of more on your own. And we're just pretty lucky that our tags are guaranteed for private land, so guys can actually book their hunt and come or whatever and not have to worry about drawing a tag or place, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're booked out, so you can see all your dates, and it's pretty easy. We're pretty fortunate to have a good number. Our antelope numbers are just insane right now, like more antelope than I've ever seen. We hunted in Wyoming a lot, and not quite, I wouldn't say Wyoming peak, but probably the peak that South Dakota has.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, our deer struggled for a couple of years, and now they're coming back pretty dang strong.
I knew we were best friends, dude. I knew we were. You see what I'm saying? You see where this is going, Chris?
Looking over here, looking at Luke.
Hey, Chris.
Sorry, I was listening to what you're saying too.
Yeah, Chris is an avid hunter too, and he likes a bow hunt. Chris is actually getting a new bow this year.
What are you getting?
I don't know. What am I getting?
We haven't decided yet if it's going to be a Hoyt or a Matthews.
Yep.
But I wouldn't say avid bow hunter. I'm getting into bow hunting a little bit more. I started on my own a couple of years ago trying to learn.
Yeah,
and then I had to take a couple of years off, and now I want to get back into it.
Yep. Heck yeah.
So
he comes over and shoots at the house and shit.
Yeah.
It's fun. We have fun. But so like Anthony from SIG.
Yep.
And Jerry and obviously a bunch of guys that I know have been out there, and we were talking at the Utah show, I think, and they were like, hey, we should do a hunt together. So I think we're planning on coming out and trying to book a trip with you either this year or next year, depending on dates and what you have available. and we were talking last night, I think antelope is probably the key, right? Like yeah. the success.
Big time. Like, I mean, if you're like, I tell guys, like, if you're just getting into it, antelope is a patience game. Like, we sit over water. We don't, like, sneak around unless we're doing a combo hunt. Guys will come out and hunt a deer and an antelope at the same time. Then we might sneak around and run over the hills, but we hunt them over water, so it's a real controlled hunt, and it's a great, great intro into it. You know, like, opportunity rates, I'm not going to say 100 because that's a lie. It's never 100. Hunting's never 100%. If it is, it's a lie as far as I'm concerned. You know? But opportunity rate's insanely high, and not only that, success rate's high. I mean, if you hit them, most of these shots are 30 yards and under, you know? And,
Shit. Chris can even hit that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can even hit one of those.
Chris can hit that. I tell everybody, like, hey, man, practice out the 50 because sometimes the buck hangs back or comes on the far side or something like that. But antelope is really fun right now because we're semi-dry all the time. You know, like, the worst part you have is Mother Nature. It comes in and rains and wind. Antelope just lay there. They don't do anything. They'll be in the same 100 yards all day, you know. And if it rains, of course, they ain't watered. But everything dries. And we were fortunate enough to have quite a bit of land spread around at different ranches with different soils. So there's always one that's drying faster than the other. A sandy ranch or whatever. So it seems like there's always opportunities.
Nice. Yeah. How many acres do you guys have?
A lot.
A shitload.
Yeah.
I think it's like 13 ranches now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We just got two. Well, it's one just adjoining to a bigger one, but I think it's 13 ranches total.
Oh, my God.
A couple hundred thousand acres.
Man.
That's a lot of fucking land, dude.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of pheasant hunting out there?
No, we're just out of the pheasant. We're like half hour away from good pheasant hunting. We're just like, our county is like the main focus for big game. Like, we have all the good deer, or not all the good deer. East River's got some good whitetail, but we have really good deer hunting, and really, our antelope numbers are crazy, where East River, there ain't hardly any, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a game-rich environment. That's the best thing. And that's why we bow hunt, too, is to keep it that way.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're so open out there. If we did all gun hunts, not that we're that good of hunters, but you could just shoot every big one. You know, like, it was... I mean, it's not, I'm not trying to be airy. Anybody could. Yeah. Like, not where we're that good.
That sounds like, sounds like our cup of tea.
You know? It's like, hey, man, there he is. You want to shoot him now, or should we go have a smoke and a pancake and shoot him later? You know, like, you're going to get him, you know? Like, so archery, like, it's the best thing for us because it keeps some of your big ones alive. Obviously, you don't get all the big ones, and guys miss and stuff like that. But that's half the fun, is just getting close and having a lot of game, because it seems like to me when I go archery hunting, I don't necessarily always compare, like, did I get one? Was there a lot of animals, and did I have a hell of a time and probably screw a bunch of stuff up? Yeah, I do all the time, but it's nice when there's a bunch of animals, so when one fails, just roll on into the next one, you know?
Right.
Miss an antelope, miss a deer, whatever. It's not like your hunt's ruined. All right, well, we got... Go right back to it, you know. No problem. You know?
I think that's what I like about antelope hunting. Have you been antelope hunting yet?
Just rifle though, not archery.
So that's one thing I like about antelope is they're always out there.
Yeah, you can usually see them.
And you see them.
Yeah.
And there's always stock after stock. I think that's what I like about antelope hunting.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have the right ground and a lot of land to go hunt on, but that's pretty much what I like about it when I go out east with Nestor.
Yeah.
Fuck, if I blow a stalk, guess what? We'll go behind me or by next pasture, and there's fucking 13 of them there.
Yeah.
You know, right there, you know, so.
Those guys do it a little different than we do because they're so, you know, they have more terrain. A lot of our antelope is so flat. That's why we hunt out of these blinds all the time.
So on you're more flat. You're
I mean, a ton of flat. You know, just rolling hills and flat or whatever, and big alfalfa fields. And like the biggest thing that people are like, oh, antelope tastes like crap. That's bullshit. Man.
I love it.
I love it.
Ass, especially our antelope. Eating alfalfa and winter wheat, I'm like, it's like the best cow. Or, you know, it's like eating good beef. It's awesome.
It is. Yeah. Honestly, I think I had one bad antelope, and I think it's my fault. I didn't take care of it right away in the back of the truck. Left it there. I had my brother shoot one. Yeah, me. But not only that, but I shot it a few times. The adrenaline.
Yeah, your adrenaline. 100%. Like, 100%.
Bad shot. Yep. But I got it.
Yeah.
And I just kept the cape on it way too long, I think. And it just, I ate it. It was great.
Yeah.
But so then a few years later, I went and shot some more. Took care of it right
away. Found out what good antelope
tastes
like.
And then I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I wish there was more meat on those motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, you're like 34. I mean, like 36 pounds is usually like some of the top end, or you may be 40 if you're lucky, but like that's one thing, antelope, we shoot them, they're in the freezer right now. Like we're going straight, we're taking pictures and boom, we're going straight to the skin and check, cape off, bones out, getting cooled down and chilled right away. Some guys will let them hang, and that's cool too, but like, you got to get the cape on, I mean, it's got to be at least cool.
Yep.
Like, you need to cool antelope right now. I'm not saying you have to freeze it. It needs to be cool as fast as you can possibly do. And if you're out in the patch, whatever, sometimes we'll just rip the gut it, throw a bag of ice on it, whatever, put it in the shade. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen guys in the rifle season, there'll be four antelope in the back of the pickup all bloated. I'm like, well, they're all ruined. I'm like, you know, it's bad, 100 right? degrees yeah. out there. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're fucking the whole thing up, right?
100%.
I was that guy at one point in my career. I was like, fuck, I'll just throw it in there. Let's go get another one, right?
With yeah.
my other tag. We'll never do that ever again. You take care of that. Get that hide off. Ice it. Fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Do you guys do all the processing, everything?
So we're so far out in the boonies that we don't really have a processor. But we'll debone it and do whatever you want. Like, we have a taxidermist there if you want to use him. Cooley's a great guy and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I always have one of the guys in the skin and shack. So we have a skin and shack down at the Crails, like, before the hunting house. So we just roll in, take our pictures, get everything. And, like, we're pretty, not secretive, but, like, we're, like, when we shoot an antelope, we roll in, get him out of there. Because on these fields, stuff, there might be 80, 100 antelope out there. You know, some of these fields, like, especially new guys or kids or whatever, like, we'll put them in spots where they can watch antelope all day. You
really?
Know? Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, again, they don't always come. You know, like, you might take 2 days or whatever, but you want to have a real control and shoot one, like, this is how to do it. I tell all my buddies, hey, if you want to go have fun, let's go stalk. And, yeah, we can kill one, you know, Bob, but you're not going to have 90-some percent opportunity, or, you know, you're damn sure you're not going to have 70% success rate with 70 different guys. Let's just be honest. It's just not possible.
That's real. And it's probably less for me and you, Chris.
For me,
let's keep it real.
Even just seeing the animals, you know, is cool with me.
Yeah.
It's those hunts that you go, you know, like here in the Rockies and stuff, you're hiking for 4 days and you haven't seen one thing, and you're like, am I even in the right spot?
I saw some elk shit on Tuesday, but I haven't seen an elk
yet. And it was old as fuck, right?
Even if I'm glassing and I see, like, one animal, like, it keeps you in it, you're like, 100%. Hyped up, like, cool.
Biggest thing in the antelope, we hear this every week because we have so many guys. Like, there's 6-7 guys go out every morning, or, you know, when they start the week. And then by day 2 or 3, there's only 2 or 3 left, whatever, and it's a 5-day hunt. But guys be like, oh, man, I'm just sitting there, nothing around, eating my salmon. Boom, an antelope's water 20 yards. You know, you can see 3 miles. Like, how the fuck did an antelope sneak up? A white animal sneak up every week. Like, you're sitting around, and that's half the fun is the bullshit. You know, sitting around at the table, Randy and the girls always cook a big home-cooked meal at night, a big badass meal at night. It's always so funny because, like, the stories never get old, you know?
Right?
Like,
And you, like, let's say on an average, like, how many deer hunters do you get out there a season?
Somewhere between 30 to 50.
So that's a lot of stories.
Yeah. And then, you know, 50 to 80 antelope hunters probably.
Oh, my God, dude.
What's the worst, like, fuck up you've seen?
Oh my god!
I know you got to have some funny stories about some.
I can tell you stories till you're blue in the goddamn face. You know, like,
wait, we'll tell them because
we got to get one.
I haven't been out there, so I'm good. My name's out there.
I'll give you one. That, so I had a guy come out, and the first hunt he ever did, when a guy to hunt, he comes on a combo hunt.
This quick break is brought to you by Apex Next Evolution, the elite outdoor supplements out there. Y'all want to stay harder for longer? Then look no further. Apex brings you the hardest, cleanest, long-lasting oral supplement out there today. And guys, I will put my name on it. That's right, I said it. That Conquer they got going, the pre-workout, is the bomb diggity. But they got it all, man. All the way from energy, hydration, to recovery. Guys, check them out. I'm not bullshitting you. It's apexnextevolution.com. Use my code, GLADIATORS10.
$8,000 hunt, like our big hunt, like blah, blah, blah. And it's always this happens. The first deer we get into is just, you know, a really big deer for us. You know, a booner deer, about 180-plus-inch deer, misses him at 30, you know. Big deal. And the deer has no idea. Comes around again, misses him at 35. And I'm like... And you're like, you can't say anything because when you say something, it only gets worse.
Yeah.
You're like, they have to fight through this themselves. Yeah. Like, you just want to, like, you know, like, I've seen guys cuss and whatever. And he does it again. Comes around the hill. It's so windy and it's blowing. So I'm like, forget it. The wind's here. We didn't wound him. Everything's cool. Let's try to get closer. Does it again. And I'm like, oh, my God. This guy ended up missing 11 deer that week.
11?
11 deer. Never touched a deer. And, like, he wanted to quit. And I'm like, at the end, we're, like, hunting coals and stuff. He's like, I don't want to wound one of these big ones. You know, like, you don't want to wound anything, you know, whatever. But I thought, well, if we take the caliber down a little bit, maybe his mindset will get a little better.
and it never did.
No, he never just did. Shit the bed.
Oh, shit the bed. And like, and he came back, and I, he's like, "What do I do?" And I'm like, "Man, you got to get something under your belt. Like, you need to go down and shoot a pig. You got to get something under your belt. So when you get there, I mean, guys will just black out. You'll see it in their face, you know, they won't even be in their peep and just ripping their triggers off. I'm like, "Did you even see the animal? Like, I think your eyes were closed."
He's like, "Yeah,
shot. Yeah, I saw it. It's in the most of the guys like it was in the back of the." It was in the back of the truck. I'm like, no, it wasn't. He was running over the goddamn hill because you didn't touch him, you know?
Well, you know, that gives me confidence in because I could miss 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what that means? I'm getting 11 opportunities at your place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's worth it. Ask Snyder next time you come. Snyder brought some guys up there. I have this one big field that I can see a lot, you know? I got two blinds on each end of this water. And I got a camera on so I can see every time. And about the third time these different antelope come in, because there's about 80, 90 of them out there. Tech Darren's like, "What the fuck is going on over there?" "I'm trying, sir." He's trying to get this guy's first antelope. And there was 11 arrows that day out of that blind sent. And
this is like, our place.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, "What the?" I'm like, "You're screwing up my fucking honey hole, dude."
Yeah.
Like, it's not a place to shoot a big goat, but he's a new guy. We're going to show him a bunch of antelope. It's like 17 yards in the front of the water. Like, I mean, you should probably be able to get it done. But, I mean, hell, man, it's not like I've shit the bed on a bunch of stuff, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, guys, you just have to. Aaron says it good. Like, forget about it. Like, just move. Like, keep going, blah, blah, blah. As long as you know your equipment's good, like, you just got to find your way and find your groove where you're solid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, guys ask me, like, "Well, how do you shoot big deer?" I say, "Shoot a lot of them." Like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, most guys will get an opportunity to big deer if they hunt a lot, and 90% of them shit the bed and miss him, maybe wound him. Because they haven't shot enough when they get to that tight spot to not just finish the goddamn game.
Yeah.
Instead, they're shaking like a fag eating hot dogs. Yeah. And fucking goes crazy, you know?
I've heard, hey, I've been shaking like a queer at a hot dog factory, but not a eat a hot dog.
Now, so was the guy, the story, was he cool enough to where you guys were like giving him shit?
I was pretty gentle because he was out of arrows. You know, we had to go get more arrows, and he was out of arrows. And then, like, and I think he never got one. You know, then we went to more and more blinds out the week, and he never got one. But he's like, you know, it's usually those guys have the luck of the Irish, and they just keep coming. Just keep coming. Like, well, we're safe, dude. Like, we can go here. Fine. Like, everything's fine. I kind of felt bad for him. Like, dude, I can't shoot him for you. Like, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
I got nothing else, man. Like, you've already seen the glory shot of antelope. Like, I don't know how many days I've sat there like, well, I saw a lizard and four flies, and I didn't see an antelope. You know?
Yeah.
See, I would feel like you would have to talk shit to me if that happened. I would feel more awkward if you didn't. I'd be like, man, this is real awkward. Nobody's even making fun of me. Yeah. Like,
well,
then I'd be more nervous.
He's a
like,
new guy, too. Trust me. If you're there for a couple years, I'm going to make a banner of you if that happens.
Right.
You know, like, I'm going to have a highlight reel when you come to camp. Hey, man, I want to show you my new YouTube thing. You're the star.
Yeah. You should start a wall of shame.
Yeah. Oh, the problem is
you start taking
guys
photos and people put it on the hall. You're like, if you don't get anything here.
Just them and their boat. The problem is too many guys get butthurt. You know, like, Jesus, if you can't take a little grind, like, come on.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's what hunting's about. Like,
yeah, go
you're
going to
shit. You're going to shit the bed, right? We all, especially boat.
Oh, man.
Archery hunt, dude, can be it's the best of the best, but it also can be the worst of the worst. And you know, let's keep it real though. When you're sitting in a blind and they come in, that's pretty much about as easy as it gets.
You think?
You think, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know. And then you shit the people shit the bed, right? But all I'm saying is, it sounds like you have a fucking happening spot.
It's pretty dialed in usually. Not that, I mean, don't get me wrong. We've got our dicks kicked into. Like, Mother Nature can always come in and beat us down.
Right.
But I got some great guys, and I got some badass land, and I got great landowners that I work with, and even, like, my family and everybody, and, like, everybody's on board with the same game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's, but don't get me wrong. I've seen bad weeks, 100%, but notoriously, we do a lot of homework. I mean, our legwork starts all year. You know, like some guys are like, oh, you know, you go to Outfit, it's a guaranteed deal. It's not a guaranteed deal. Like, we still have to do your legwork.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's hunting. It's not killing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell them. I said, you want to kill something, go down in a pen and kill it. Like,
well, that's what cool. I think that's what, I mean, people get misunderstanding on, like, oh, I'm going to go with an outfitter. Dude, go, especially new hunters, dude, go with an outfitter because
100% go learn something. Yeah. Even if they're not that good, most of these guys have seen enough to teach you something. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Maybe it's the wrong thing. Like, look, I'm not fucking gonna do that. Whatever. But most of them guys can teach you something.
Yeah, I call myself a avid hunter, and like, have I not killed shit? Yeah, I fucking go out there. I'm a good trier, right?
Yeah,
I'm a good trier. But I have literally have done both. I've been with outfitters, and I've fucking done shit on my own. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, literally, I have learned more from hunting from the outfitter, from outfitters that I've been on, whether it's bear, you know, antelope or whatever, deer. I will say this, dude, just be open-minded, learn.
Yeah.
And but it's never guaranteed.
Never.
You're still hunting. That's what I'm saying. Like, just because you're going with an outfitter doesn't mean it's guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't know why they got this perception that they're tied up out there. Yeah, like, you're like, I wish. Oh, you're cheating. I'd be rich as shit. Oh, you tie them up. Like,
cheating or something like that.
It's a little collar and chain. Yeah,
exactly, man.
I think it's a lot easier now that fucking you offered this for hunting because it's getting harder and harder for people to find spots to hunt.
100%.
You know, like, let's say, even, like, I'm from Nebraska. Dude, it's all private.
Yeah.
And if you ain't, you don't know nobody or you ain't got a checkbook, you ain't getting on that land,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's because either all leased up or private and they're going to fucking let you hunt.
Yeah.
So, I will say this, like, are your hunts affordable for, like, the average Joe? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think so.
Like a podcaster animal, like myself.
Can you afford a hunt. Like, I mean, all my stuff's online. I don't do the call for pricing, whatever. Antelope hunt, $3,500. Big mule deer hunt, $6,000. Combo hunt, $8,000. You know, a cold mule deer, $30,000. Like, I think that's really reasonable for the odds and chances that you have of a very, very high success rate. You know?
Right.
And I'm not saying there's not cheaper ones, because there is. But we do the legwork for that.
I think that's right across the board at $3,500 for an antelope, because I've shopped around numerous places, and I got it for Nestor out east. I think that's what he fucking charges, and I think that's reasonable. That comes with lodging,
meals, yep, everything.
Yeah,
yep.
So
all you gotta do is buy your tag.
Yeah, that's
yeah, shoot your bow. We take care of everything.
Go
else.
Hunt. Our how vehicles, many days of hunt is that?
5 days. You come
oh,
in the day.
Fuck, 5 days?
Yeah, yeah, heck yeah. That's why we want everybody, like, some guys have a business. We want everybody to be successful. When I plan our hunts and how many hunters, what I do is, like, our deer, I take one deer for 10,000 acres for our big mule deer. And our antelope is different, you know, but I plan our antelope to have at least only half of our mature bucks are getting shot at.
You're managing
them. Yeah, we never kill them all. And you don't manage antelope for horns because they move and migrate. Now, the deer we do, but the antelope we don't, you know.
Yeah.
But there's so many. Like, you might shoot a buck, like in October, if you come late October when it's, like, good snow or whatever, you might have 80 to 100 bucks come in, you know. And then, you know, when you come in the rut, you might have to have the herd buck come in. You know, it's always just depends on. But we always have, I want ample opportunities. Because our whole goal is everybody to get one. You want to be in business forever. You want people to be successful. You want them to come back. You know, that's the whole goal, you know.
Now, do you guys offer, like, training courses and stuff, you know, like you have a little range where you help people before you go out?
I got a 3D course and we go out and shoot, and like I show you like where I'd shoot an antelope and different angles, how I'd shoot it, and stuff awesome. Like that. Like, we have a whole 3D course right out there at the ranch.
Really? So so literally, if you want to like start and learn, they can come there and you'll like run them through, like.
Yeah, we don't do like a training like per day or whatever, but we always do the day before. Like, obviously you got to shoot your bow and stuff. We can't teach you in one day to shoot your bow. But if you shoot a lot, like, we'll show you like how to do like sitting out of a chair.
Placement.
Placement. Shot placement is the biggest thing. And you guys are these antelope going to duck? Are they going to move? Or how does an antelope want to water? Like, there's certain things that we can give you a heads up on that. So when it happens in front of you, like, oh, he told me this could happen. I'm ready. It's not, oh, I'm standing there with, you know, deer in the headlights look like,
this
is what I need to do now to make this happen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, even in a blind, an animal will come in and a guy won't get it done. I'm like, and if he's 230 yards, you need to get it done. Like, that's hunting. Like, I understand not everybody, somebody might hate me for this. Like, he needs to be broadside. That's bullshit. Like, I'm not saying all of them, but you need to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's your shot. Like, you need to make it happen. Yep. And, like, and if you miss, who cares? We go hunting again. It's not like I'm like, oh, you suck, you're done, you know, you're out. But you got to, like, and that comes with experience. You know, like, you get somebody with Snyder, and the guys, I got some guys that just are just straight slayers, and they know how to make it happen. You know, but that's only years of experience. But we can give you some insights, and we actually set up some shots in our range to show you what it looks like and how and why we do that, yeah, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you grow up like a family of outfitters, or did you start this yourself?
No, no. My mom started outfitting business. It'd be like, I don't know, 35, 40 years ago now on a bet.
Oh, shit. So your mom is a G.
God damn. Oh, yeah. Like, my mom, like,
Chris, good question.
Yeah, big time. So my mom was at and I might get the story a little construed. I usually do, but she was at the stock show, and she bet these guys. She's like, I think I can get guys to come out pay for hunts, you know. He's got to go bullshit. So mom flew out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania by herself, started a business, and then boom, and then it took us. So I bought them out, like, I can't remember, 15 years ago or so.
That's
like,
cool.
They were awesome, and they did everything, but they're the same as us. Like, I have guys that have been with us now for 20 years.
This quick break is brought to you by Crispy Boots, and I'm telling you, I've been rocking the new Laponians Gen 2s. And they had the best thing that's ever happened to my feet. Man, I'm talking lightweight, great ankle support, and I'm telling you, they look real snazzy. I love them. I used to rock the Thors, and man, these things blow them out of the water. I'm telling you, man, let's just keep it real. Crispy Boots, I'm a big fan, and I think all their boots are thebomb.com. You know, guys, check them out at crispyus.com.
That's awesome.
The same fucking week every year. Like, most of our deer hunts, we only get like a couple new deer guys a year. We'll get new antelope guys every year, but the deer guys are like, every week they're coming every year. Because if they fall out, I don't keep a list or anything. The next guy's coming.
Yeah.
Like if you fall out.
That says
I'm not
a lot
old,
about you and
well,
your
Well, that's our whole goal in life, you know, whatever. But yeah.
So repeat,
the,
repeat.
Yeah, 100%.
Same guys.
The same guys know the same week. Like, every year we eat prime rib. August 31st in Camp Crook with these guys every year because they're all coming.
That's fun.
Know the time, the date. We don't have to send a text or whatever, you know. Like, and then the next week, here comes like Dave and Christian. And then the next week, blah, 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 you know. And like, have the deal of outfitting too is handling different personalities, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you have to, like, everybody's different. Like, we got some guys that are handfuls, which is fine. No problem. I'm a handful, for Christ's sake.
Well,
like,
we all are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly, you know.
But that's cool that I did not know that about how that started. That
it was on a bet. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. So mom, they used to have a dude ranch. So, like, that's how they were buying this land. Like, they're just working themselves to death. Having cows, had a dude ranch, and started a hunting business.
Nice.
And when we were growing up, believe it or not, we could not hunt our own ranch when we were kids.
Really?
I mean, that's how they were paying for fucking land.
Oh, because it was
so like, shit, too. You're not.
You
like,
ain't killing shit out of
you
our
ain't
killing,
you little shit bastards. You ain't shooting nothing, you know, like that. That was payment. That's big money back then.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
huge money, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it was so funny because I was like, I don't have a lot of bucks from when I'm little. I got a lot of whitetail does.
a lot of does.
That's how I learned. You'll get a kick out of this. The first bow I got, I'm a 32-inch draw length. I got real long monkey arms, right? Guy gave me like a 27-inch bow, and I was trying to, I didn't know anything, you know, I just trying to figure it out, you know. Don't know nothing about it, you know. I bet I missed 30 deer before I even touched one, you know. But
no
this
shit.
Sucks. Like, you know, like, I didn't have any targets. We were just shooting on a hay bale, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, surely I'm going to hit one of these, you know, sooner or later, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and then you learn how to tune a bow and stuff, and like, even now, I've just been getting to do this stuff, you know.
That's like fucking, when I see Chris fucking shoot his bow. He has such a long draw.
Yeah, you got long arms.
He has a shorter bow. So we're going to fix that up this year.
Yeah. It makes a world of difference.
Oh,
I'm sure. All of a sudden, you're like, dude, I'm the greatest shot in the world. You know,
right?
Like, I can actually hit something.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy because I'm more excited just because he loves to come out, shoot, hang out, and do it. And my goal is to start doing some 187s on some bodies, you know, on some animals.
I'm gonna start with one of those turkeys on your property.
Yep.
That's almost up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about that time now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my goal for Chris this year is get him some body counts.
Yep.
Some body counts.
Different body counts.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So with your mom started that. Were you born yet?
I know. I don't think I was.
Oh, okay.
No, or if I was, I was really young. Because
real young.
My dad, my real dad passed when I was little, and they started together. If I was, I was incoherent, shit diapers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So then my oldest brother is obsessed with hunting. Like, he was hunting 101, and, like, I've been growing up some really, like, my mom's a badass guy. My brother actually ended up breaking his neck riding Saddle Bronx rodeo when he was 18, but he was heading for Alaska. Like, that was, he was Alaska bound to be a guide. My uncles, like, everyone was obsessed. And, like, then I had one brother. He's one of the sneakiest guys in the world. He just doesn't like to hunt. Like, you know, like, we did a couple hunts, whatever, but yeah. And then my dad, he liked it, but he's too busy with cows and stuff to do good, you know. And I just told him, I said, hey, I want to take this to the next level. You know, they were just kind of doing little, and there's so many big ranches up there. Like, boom, 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 all of a sudden, you know, we went from hunting 20 to 100,000 in a year.
God,
you know?
Damn.
I mean, like, Randy, when we first started, we were cooking, like, hamburger helper. Like, we had two S10s, like, me and my guy Marcus from Switzerland. That's what we said when we started, right? Like, what are we doing? I'm like, I don't know, just going, you know? Like, just go, you know?
And figure it out.
Pretty soon they liked it, and all of a sudden, like, then it just clicked, and then it just went crazy.
That's, you know, awesome. Yeah. Did you get to start going along on these guides, like, when you were young?
Oh, man, I've guided every year since I've been about 10, 12. I've taken solo, guided myself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
I went to, like, even in college, I'd work in college and guide for other outfitters, or mom and dad, blah, blah, blah. And then I went down, when I finished, I was with the oil field for a while, but I was the only guy, you know, you only get, like, 17 days off. Like, you have this big safety meeting. He's like, all right, you make more than 7 sick days, you're fired or whatever. I raised my hand, he's like, fuck off, Ryan. You know, I'm leaving for 3 months. It is just fun because, like, that's all I ever want to do. Like, I love being close to animals and I love being outdoors. I mean, yeah. I love cows and love animals in general. Like, we have a lot of animals. So that's why it's so fun right now.
That's,
like,
cool.
Super fun. Target-rich environments are the funnest places. Like,
really?
Yeah, I mean, so many guys, like, even me, like, I got caught up, like, oh, it needs to be this big or this big. And, like, all of a sudden, I didn't kill shit for, like, 3 years. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go have fun. Like, that's what hunting should be.
Yes, yep.
I mean, fucking fun. Like, granted, is it badass to use conviction? Hell yeah, don't lie. You know, like, everybody wants to shoot the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Christ almighty, sometimes I'll shoot a coal, and I'll get more jacked up on a whitetail doe. You know, like, every year we have the Halloween doe hunt, where we all dress up full costume. And you have to
I forgot about that.
And, like, that is probably one of my funnest weekends, because all your jerk-off buddies come, and we're all just a bunch of idiots in costume, just shooting whitetail doe. And I literally shake.
Cider was out there last year.
Yeah, Cider, he was a cookie monster.
Yeah. So Aaron, what we did yesterday, yeah, he was cookie monster.
Yeah.
Big fucking, like, blue outfit shooting a fucking antelope with that.
See, that's what it's about, I feel like. Just having fun, man.
1,000%.
Obviously, you know, when you go hunting, you want to get stuff and everything, but sometimes I've hunted with people that take it, like,
way too serious,
where it's not even fun.
Takes
and
the fun away.
And they're stressed. And
yeah,
like,
fuck, dude. When you get done with the hunt, like, yeah, it's always nice to go home, but if you're dreading, you know, like, God, how many more days are we here? I need to get the fuck.
Yeah.
That's the wrong type for me. Like, like, I want to be jacked up every day. You know?
Every.
And then when you get the right guys to hunt with, too, is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Guys that are, like, Brian, if you're helping you or whatever, like, we hunt with a pretty tight-knit group, but, like, we're always bringing new guys in and out or whatever. Even, like, our personal hunts, the guys, they got one. They're up before you, ready to go looking and having fun, you know, and just laughing at your misses or whatever, or, you know, and then packing out your
that's
small
what it's
deer
about.
That you shot.
That's honestly what it's about.
100%.
The camaraderie.
Yeah.
And yes, do you want to get something every time? Yes. But let's be real. I'm not the most successful hunter.
Yeah.
But every time I go out, I'm having a fucking good time.
Yeah,
dog.
Always.
I promise you that.
Yeah. I just like getting outside even. Yeah. Like, especially out here, you know, hiking around all week and stuff. It's still fun to me.
Yeah,
I like finding places and just sitting there sometimes, like, all day, like, on the top of a peak and, like, watching.
You never know what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Like, that's the greatest thing. Like, what can walk out? You never know.
And you got no cell phone service or anything?
No, so it's great. It's, like, it's a good, like, reset for me, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. But I think it's a camaraderie, and that's why I always like having a buddy with me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, now that my little kid can start going with me, too, that shit is fun with them.
Yeah.
Because every time they're like, shoot. Mark is like, shoot him, Dad.
I'm like, you're like, he's 1,000 yards away.
Oh, bro, we, you know, where we live, man, you've been there. You know, we'll see a bear and it's a little cub walking around in the back. Dad, shoot. shoot him in his face. I'm like, God damn, I am raising a fucking killer, bro. It's so crazy, but I don't know, man. So are you all filled up this year?
I still have some antelope. I just got a couple more ranches for antelope. So I definitely have some antelope plots available.
Okay, yep. So let's go further.
Yeah, I was going to say, so people listening, if they're interested, like how far out do they usually have to book with you?
So I don't hold names or anything like that. January 1st is I open it up. If my repeat guys haven't taken it, if you call me January 1st, 8 o'clock, you got the first hunt I have. You know, like awesome. There's too many guys. Satika, I mean, I'm too dumb, too. Yeah. I don't want to keep a list. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing Tuesday, you know? Yeah. So, like, January 1st. But most of the repeat guys, there's always a couple deer spots. There's always a bunch of antelope. For one, we have so many of them. And antelope guys don't hang like deer guys. Deer guys hang for a long time. Like, a lot of the good guys run 5 to 15 years, you know?
Yeah, plus, really cool.
But the antelope guys are always in and out, and a lot of guys start with antelope, couple years, get a couple antelope, and then they go on to the next. Then they go to a deer hunt, and then they go to a combo hunt, whatever, and then maybe they'll go Africa or something, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. Shit, you probably like know some of these people real well after like 15 years or so.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
You're probably at their weddings and shit now.
Oh,
like,
shit, yeah.
They're not
yeah.
just a customer. Yeah, they're
guys,
like
the shirt I got, like one of my hunters that came for so many years, he brings me my own special shirt every year. Like, makes all my guides, everyone, they're all
runs
your up, and he's up, brings us all this stuff, and it's always funny, like, gives me and Brandy this shirt and certain shirt, and that's the only two made or whatever. Like, and it's
really?
Just, like, where do I get that? I'm like, I don't know. He said it to me. Like,
That's cool, but that shows you like the love of repeating clients
because
they love what you do for them.
Yeah, like when my brother got married, I think half the guys there were hunters.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
We're our clients, you know? Yeah, man, that's just the way
family.
It is.
Family, you become family, you know?
And the best thing is when you travel now, I know somebody everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
bet.
Everywhere I know somebody. And like, what you also find out is you drive, you don't call, it's like, what the fuck? Hey, where am I? I'm like, dude, I ain't got time to stop.
Yeah, like, I passed through.
Bullshit, you don't,
Yeah.
This is out of the way. I had a bunch of guys in Minnesota that were bow hunting, right? And this one guy had a bar restaurant, and he's like, we're going to Canada bear hunting. He's like, hey, stop in, I want to cook you dinner. I'm like, all right. And then another guy found that. I'm like, hey, I'm going to this bar or whatever. Five of these guys all lived within like 50 miles. They all hunted with me.
Really?
Nobody talked to each other.
Oh, they didn't know each other?
No, they didn't know each other. Now they all came in a group.
Oh,
like, they all came to eat dinner with us that night. Like, I live right here. It's like, yeah, I know your house. And like, it was so funny.
You're literally like making friendships for other people.
That's fucking exactly. sweet.
Yeah.
What's the furthest somebody's come to hunt with you?
Oh,
you
we know? Had guys from out of country come.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's all. Just for the hunt, too.
Yep. Just for the hunt. Yep.
That's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot about you and your outfitting business, because I'm telling you, I always tell people, when you fucking find a good outfitter or good people that you want to hook up with and see, stick with them.
Yeah, and I try to tell it how it is.
Yeah.
Like, I tell guys, if you want to go shoot bang booners all the time, we're not your place. Like, we're just not your place. You want to have a hell of a good time and a lot of opportunities and see a shit ton of animals and have a good time every day, we're the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to tell you we're the biggest deer, we're the best guy. We're not. That's just not right, you know?
Yeah.
But we have a lot of fun, and we fucking take care of people.
Yeah.
Like, we fucking take care
you
of people.
You got some booters out of there.
Yeah, I mean, we've shot, but it's not realistic. You know what I'm saying? I'm not guys like, I want to shoot 180. I'm like, dude, we're not your place. Like, dude's a guy, shoot 180, cool. Yeah. But it's just not right your place, you know? Like, we can't bang with the big deer. That's just how it is. But we're going to shoot deer. I guarantee freaking, unless you, you're going to shoot at some goddamn deer when you come to my house. Like,
that's
I'm
going
to I'm gonna have to come out.
Yeah, we got to do this.
Do you guys, do you guys have lodging?
We got lodging.
Camp out there?
No, it's just a remodeled ranch house, whatever. And like, everybody got their own beds, a couple showers and stuff, got a 3D range. We do a ton of cooking. We cook, obviously, a bunch of meat, you know, like, every night. Like, you're so fucking full. Like, you know, we're not a party house. Like, everybody have a couple drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody just goes to bed.
They want to go to
bed.
It's
a long-ass day. Like,
yeah.
You're like, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, and it's kind of part of our plan, too. Like, look, when they come in at night, I want these fuckers stuffed to the brim with food. You know, I want this, and I want that, and I want everything they want. If you go hungry at my house, you're an idiot. You know, like, there's just no way. I mean, look at me, you know?
So is that all included in the price?
Everything's
and stuff
included.
Too?
Oh, everything's wow. The only thing you have to buy outside of that is your tag.
The tag, right?
Yeah, that's it. We're not trying to. I can't stand that. Well, if he's 170, it's 2,000. Bullshit. shit, man. Yeah. You're fucking, you're hitting on a guy for doing good. Like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. Like, we're always trying to kill the biggest goddamn deer. Yeah. You know, like, the first couple days on a deer hunt, granted, deer hunt, we'll spend 2 days hunting the absolute biggest deer we have. And then we'll go to maybe an area where there's more deer, and maybe we don't have the peak, but now it gets to the 3-4, now we need some shit to happen, you know, whatever, you know. And some guys come like, hey, I want to shoot the top 3 deer only, and they might not get a deer. But we're going to do everything we can to kill one of those fucking deer. 100%.
That's cool, yeah.
That's the shit, dog. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think you've built up a reputation long enough now where, you know, guys like Snyder, and then he brings them out, and you put them on deer, and not that he needs any help, but fuck, it, as he has talked about you, the moon and back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it really, he's like, dude, you gotta go. You gotta go out there. It's fucking worth it.
Amy and I were just talking about when Aaron and I came from, like, Amy and Aaron come out, right? And they had a whitetail dove tag and a mule deer tag, whatever. And Aaron's pretty quiet, you know, when you first meet him. Like, people don't know, like, Aaron's, he does not love people all the time. I mean, he likes talking, blah, blah, but not, you know, like, not his groove. I don't think, like, not trying to say anything bad, whatever. But no, he comes out and he's pretty quiet. Like, the first thing he says, like, hey, look at this gun. I'm like, all right, cool, you know, like, and Amy and I were giving him shit about it, you know. And then we drive by and there's some whitetail does in one of our little tree patches. And I'm like, oh, there's some does. And he kind of looks at them, he looks at me, and I ask him, like, you gonna go fucking shoot one of them or stand here? He's like, my man. And his whole face and everything changed right there. And after that, then we've been buddies ever since. You know?
I mean,
traveled around, hunted together, and had a hell of a good time, you know.
He's one of those guys, when you first meet him, you're like, God, this guy's an asshole, right? Like,
he's just quiet.
Quiet. Doesn't say much.
Yeah.
And then, bam.
Yeah.
Once you get to know him, and you're like, fuck, it's time to get it on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, we've had some fun. We've been in Arizona, Texas. We've done some travel and had some good times.
Yeah. You went down to Scotty's ranch with them, right?
Yeah, we went to Scotty's, and then we went down with Chino down there by Tucson, and we've been everywhere.
Yeah, good for you, dude. Yeah. Good for you.
Then he comes up, you know, like, comes up 2-3 times a year sometimes, you know, it's turkeys, this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he's bringing some fun guys up too, you know.
Do you guys have a lot of turkeys and stuff out there too?
We do. We're starting to get a bunch of turkeys now. Starting to get a bunch. I mean, our turkey numbers are really down now. We're starting to get a bunch of them.
That's cool, yeah. And then do you have, like, I assume you got some lakes and ponds and stuff on the property. You guys do waterfowl?
No, we don't do water. I don't have enough, there's not enough manpower for the birds, you know. And we don't have, we have a couple, but we're not, I wouldn't say we're good enough to do any of the bird stuff, you know. We don't have good enough equipment, and we're not good enough ourselves. I don't know shit about it, you know.
I was going to say, you do it yourself, though. I'd be out there.
Like, I mean, I do, but my buddies always take me like, like, all right, man, you. They have all the decoys and stuff. But, no, I just kind of want to be focused on one thing. I feel like if I get spread too thin, I don't want to be shitty in one thing. I kind of want to try to be fairly proficient at what I do.
Yeah. You know? Well, it sounds like you are.
Well, I try. We try. We try. And we got some good guys, too. We got some badass guys that work their asses off, too. And, like, everybody's taken care of. Like, I don't, you always got to spread yourself around. And, like, I want everybody, they don't have to feel special like it's their birthday, but they're not a number with us.
Yeah.
They're a guy.
Well, it sounds like it. Like, a lot more, like, family oriented, like, fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an initiation process for new guides?
No. No,
I feel like you should.
I have some strange questions that I ask them when they come interview.
You got it.
Yeah, 100%. I ask hunters the same questions. Like, people don't understand. Like, when hunters call me, I ask them certain questions, and I'm taking notes as they're doing this. Because if they answer certain questions wrong, enough of them, they're out.
All right, maybe I'm late to the party, but dang it, I'm glad I'm with them now. Sheepfeet, holy cow, what a game changer it's been. I've been rocking Sheepfeet now for the last month. And every day, my feet thank me. Guys, hopefully you already have some. But for the ones that don't, guys, don't wait any longer. Get them now. And I got a code for y'all. Hold on tight. I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I had no idea what an insole can do for you. I mean, a legit insole. I mean, it can relieve your fatigue, your aches, your pain in your feet, your knees, hips, back. I mean, you know, if your feet hurt, your hunt is done. So why would you not take care of your feet? Invest in a pair of Sheepfeet. Guys, go to sheepfeetoutdoors.com. Use my code GU10 at the checkout. Oh, man, and you will thank me.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
you can tell their mindset and how they're going to be after you've done it for so goddamn long. And like, and how they intro and all this stuff is like how you, and I'm not saying they're out, but I'll do some real digging before I bring them. You know, like yeah. everybody now comes on word of mouth.
Yeah.
You
but you
know,
got
like,
it.
Yeah. Like Luke, or like, I got to know him or somebody knows him or whatever. You know, and there's a few Antelope guys that come out of the blue, whatever that, somebody knows somebody to get in.
That's yeah. cool though. I think you built the business up enough to where now, like, well, you're like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
So there's a process here. Yeah, you got
to
be.
You don't want the bullshit, because the bullshit from that stems down to your guide, stems to you. All of a sudden, they're not working as hard. They're pissed off, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We want upbeat and going. Like, when we're in fucking dark, we are rolling out, and we are going to go murder some shit.
Yep.
Like, that's our whole mindset is, like, we're going hard.
You're throwing some 187s out.
You're damn right we are.
Yeah.
No, that's the cool thing, because everybody's so fucking pumped.
Yeah.
Like, in the mornings, like, I'm the worst person in the world. Like, I go wake up 5 o'clock, I kick the fucking door off the hinges, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And, like, and everybody's like, you're a little much for me in the morning. I'm like, oh, this is music crank, and I'll be doing 80 down the gravel road. Like, right. what the fuck is this guy doing?
We're
like,
going to go wrong.
Yeah.
That's how I wake up.
Yeah.
Every day.
As soon as I'm awake, I'm, like, ready to go.
I got
like,
to hit the music. I got
to
go.
All right? I'll be listening to, like, Korn and shit.
Oh,
and, like,
God,
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
what the
Me, this morning, I'm like, we've been cabins, so like, first day I've had, like, off in a yeah. long, long time. I'm like, I'm going to sleep my ass in. 5 o'clock, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, and then I'm in a motel, like, what the hell can I do here?
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, you know, but
you
yeah.
just get up.
I right? love it.
Well, fuck, we hit our mark, brother. Let's get out of here. I got so many people here. We got
Jacoby here now.
Yeah, Jacoby's right here.
We got UFC fighter Jacoby. Yeah, we got some meet and greets happening here. Guys, I'm telling you guys right now, if you guys haven't came to the expo, you're missing out. I believe this is going to be a repeat next year, I bet.
I think it's got to be after
what I'm seeing today.
Hey, before we get off, just so everybody knows, Luke gave himself the high chair. He's not that big.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows that.
Like, I know. Yeah. We're sitting over here. He's like tiny
seats. Mini chairs. The guys that are over 6 foot, and then Frodo Baggins over here got the high lift.
Our knees have been touching over here all the time.
We're now friends, whether he Chris likes it or not.
I know. But God damn it. Right, where can they find you at? IG or
just at Rotier Outfitting. They can watch me put videos of my coyote and the wiener dog every day. And
I'm gonna follow you right now.
There you go.
Yeah. So I just appreciate our the friendship that we have gotten over the years.
Bring your ass up there.
I want to. I'm gonna take out Anthony up there. We'll figure it out. We'll get our dates right. And, yeah, we'll definitely do it. Maybe we can even get Sig to pay for that motherfucker.
Even better.
Hey, call me on that one.
Let's go.
OPM.
Yeah, let's go. But that being said, we out. Guys, thank you again, Ryan, for your time. Chris, I like it. I'm liking Chris here, dog.
I'm going to be your new co-host.
Yeah, yeah, it's
good.
I like it.
It's good. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the show. I got to go take a piss.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a big shout out and say thank you for all your support. Do me a favor, check out that Bullhorn app. Give us a subscribe on that app. Man, you guys can watch us live right from your phone. Call in, ask Cody questions, all from the app. So check it out. And make sure you guys give us a follow on the IG at GU_Unfiltered_ and @GladiatorsUnleashed. And if you're a patron, love you.